No mai, hoki mai, thank you, Nicola. Now, education officials have warned their ministers that students are falling through the cracks because the curriculum does not clearly signal when they need more support. The opposition National Party says the advice proves the government was wrong to scrap national standards without any replacement. But the government rejects that. Here's our deputy political editor, Craig McCullough.
In May, the Education Ministry held a strategy session for its ministers, a look at literacy and mathematics in schools. A briefing published online shows officials did not give the curricula a glowing review. The report card notes a lack of clear progress markers, showing when a teacher or parent should worry about a child. It highlights gaps in the recording of student performance and a lack of trust in the collection of data.
Well, it shows they don't really have a plan.
National's education spokesperson Paul Goldsmith says the government dumped national standards in 2018 without developing a replacement. As a result, he says parents have been left in the dark.
There is nothing that is clear, consistent and standardised. You can go right through to year 11 or 12 for NCEA before there is any external assessment. By then, it's far too late.
The acting Education Minister, Jan Tinetti, rejects that and rejects national standards. In a statement, she says the curriculum provides the framework and learning expectations for young people. The minister acknowledges many schools do say they need more help tracking students' progress, but says that's why the curriculum has been and is being updated. Dr. Michael Johnston from Victoria University says that misses the point.
They could have done better than national standards, but instead they just abolished them without any kind of plan, as far as I can see.
The Associate Dean for Academics at the Wellington Faculty of Education says all schools need to be encouraged to use a consistent assessment tool. That, he says, would create a national picture and also reveal which children need more help.
Well, we need to have a national plan that involves measurement, not just a curriculum or a curriculum refresh.
The Principals Association was no fan of national standards, describing them as one of the most damaging education policies of the past three decades. But the group's president, Perry Rush, says the curriculum as it stands needs much improvement. He says it's too generic and high level.
It's very important that we bring more specificity to the New Zealand curriculum, and that will certainly help bring much sharper conversations to parents about the nature of progress.
Perry Rush has high hopes for the curriculum refresh. It's underway now and set to finish by 2025, 7 years after the end of national standards.